I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. House of Representatives has voted to approve a resolution condemning as racist remarks made by President Donald Trump about minority Democratic congresswomen. Lawmaker Diane DeGette announced the vote results on Tuesday.
5 years ago, my son said, "I can't breathe," 11 times. And today we...
We'll move on from that. Trump tweeted on Sunday that the four Democratic lawmakers should go back to their countries and fix their homelands before attacking him in the United States. All four of the targeted congresswomen are U.S. citizens. The resolution said that it strongly condemns racist comments that have legitimized and increased fear and hatred of new Americans and people of color. Pirates have attacked a ship off the coast of Nigeria and abducted 10 sailors from a Turkish cargo vessel. Another 8 sailors remain on board the ship, which is now in a harbor in Ghana. The Turkish shipping company said its vessel was sailing without any freight from Cameroon to the Ivory Coast when it was attacked in the Gulf of Guinea. The International Maritime Bureau says the Gulf of Guinea is home to 73% of the world's kidnappings at sea. President Trump says Iran cannot test ballistic missiles that the United States sees as vehicles to carry nuclear bombs. Trump made the comment while speaking with reporters Tuesday at the White House. He said he believes Iran must not develop a nuclear weapon or test ballistic missiles. A U.N. Security Council resolution that endorsed Iran's 2015 deal with world powers called on, rather than using the terminology obligated, Iran to refrain from testing missiles capable of carrying nuclear warheads. Tehran has long said its nuclear ambitions are peaceful and its missiles are defensive in nature. You're listening to VOA News. The U.S. Department of Justice has announced it will not bring civil rights charges against the white New York City police officer involved in the chokehold death of Eric Garner, an unarmed black man who died in police custody in 2014. Garner died while the New York police officers were attempting to arrest him for selling untaxed cigarettes on the street. His words, "I can't breathe," uttered during a struggle with police, were used over and over by those protesting after his death. The Department of Justice concluded there wasn't enough evidence to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Daniel Pantaleo, the officer accused of killing Garner, had violated the Federal Civil Rights Act. To do so, the spokesman said the government would have to approve Pantaleo willfully used more force than he could have believed was necessary. The current Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo is affecting more children than normal. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The World Health Organization reports more than 2,500 cases of Ebola in eastern Congo, including nearly 1,670 deaths. The UN Children's Fund says about 750 of those cases are children. UNICEF spokeswoman Marixi Mercado says children under age 5 are especially hard hit.
The case fatality ratio, or the number of cases who die among this group of under 5s, is 77%. That's compared with 67% among the general population.
She says children who are separated from their parents or orphaned from Ebola need longer-term psychosocial care and support to help them get over their loss. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The United Nations Children's Fund says kids represent nearly one-third of total cases compared to about 20% in previous outbreaks. President Trump's moves to effectively end asylum at the southern border are expected to take effect today. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
The Trump administration's new rule would cover countless would-be refugees, many of whom are fleeing violence and poverty in Central America. Migrants who pass through another country on their way to the U.S. would not be eligible for asylum. The rule also applies to children who cross the border alone. Mexican Foreign Relations Secretary Marcelo Ebrard says his country does not agree with any measure that limits access to asylum. The new rule is certain to face legal challenges. Mike Hemp in Washington.
And protests against Puerto Rico Governor Ricardo Rossello continued for a third day as the embattled politician faced calls for his resignation. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.
VOA 1. VOA 1. The best music now.